Feel free.
So yeah, maybe what I've been exploring, I could say, is just watching thoughts a bit more. And I just notice how much the awareness seems to arise then with words describing what's happening. So if I'm my experience in my body or emotions seems to be a more just kind of present, aware, without words.
Yeah.
But when it's thoughts,
yeah,
it's like then little words arise to say, "Oh, this is happening," or "I'm planning such and such."
Yeah.
So it's just kind of noticing that sort of seems to proliferate words.
ก็ทุยดิก็คณะก็คันซ้ำหมดเลยไปจริงสิกติบ่ติเนี่ยแต่ตุยดิจริงตัวไอ้สกะลงนี่ก็ติไปแล้วสกะลงนี่ปอปอลาแล้วติเนี่ยเออตุยก็ติแล้วไอ้สันวานนี่สโลเนี่ยอติอีมจิวผิดลาแล้วติไปตุยนี่แหละตุยได้ไอ้ผิดลาแล้วติติติไปตัวอลิเจ่นลงเนาะอะรู้ตัวอายุผิดผิดไปได้นานแล้วล่ะ
Usually we notice the concept first, like the words. Sometimes it's the story. And he says, but what we really want to recognize is the mind that has arisen. The mind is thinking. And although it's not immediately obvious, Seattle says, just recognizing that part of the thought, the conceptual part of the thought that we see at first, but remembering, you know, that a thought has arisen or the mind has arisen. And if we do it often, we will begin to tune in to recognize the mind that thought was thinking. Yeah, he says we want to acknowledge thoughts and recognize them because we want to ultimately recognize that thoughts are the mind, that the mind thinks. This is one of the functions of the mind.
Is it like a more, not so much in the detail of what is happening, but that there's thought happening of some kind?
That's right, yeah.
Now, tui u ti pham ya la yin, nao pa phi la ma, tui e nao ma pa, ta po di a li, po na li la, ta ge u, quality ba ti la, po san la, a po san la, no? Pa se ka tui ni le, no, tu phi phi ti.
As we acknowledge the thoughts that arise, Seattle says, we will also begin to see what's behind them. Because sometimes a thought can say words that seem wise or unwholesome, but then, you know, he says there's still something underlying the thought, like something more basic to the mind, and like those motivate the mind. So that can be an unwholesome or a wholesome motivation, And if we just keep recognizing, we'll start to see what's behind it as well. It's a bit more subtle sometimes, sometimes not. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you.
The difficulty I had is not so much recognizing any of the sensory input. More so it was a lot of input happening at once. So hearing and touch and smell and seeing is happening. Yeah. So it was difficult for my attention to focus on a particular or dominant input because it was all happening at once and it was changing by the nanosecond.
Don't focus on any one of them. Just knowing that this is happening is enough.
That's too much, and it's tiring. The thing that was not tiring for me was...
He says, you can recognize the awareness. You know that the mind knows all this.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to the knowing.
Okay.
Not to the objects.
There are five senses.
Right?
The mind though. Knowing, this is knowing. This is five senses. This is pity. Here. That's right.
So he's saying that, you know, there's these five senses and then there's the mind door. And sometimes not just five senses, maybe the mind is also part of what you know. And then there's the mind that is knowing, right? And everything is known by this mind that is knowing. So if you know the mind that is knowing, he says you will know all of the rest as well. But just know the mind. So you're just looking at one thing that is just receiving everything else. You don't have to go into the detail anymore.
One other thing, other difficulty I had with my practice is sleepiness. I find myself waking up literally after not even realizing I have dreamt. And this is almost... this is always after hopping on the trains of association and following thoughts, and I just check out. It's very difficult for me to come back.
So
there's, you know, when we watch, when we recognize thoughts, Yaro says there's two things we can do. In both cases, we don't want to jump onto the train of the conceptual thought associations. We don't want to jump into what the mind is thinking about. He says, so the one thing you can do is, if you know the mind is knowing, just know that the mind knows the thought arose. Okay. If you find you still get lost in thought, Seattle says that every time you recognize a thought, come back to a physical sense to anchor the mind, just to remind the mind it's still aware. So it becomes like an exercise, recognizing thought. Oh, the mind, you know, I'm touching, recognizing thought, breath, recognizing thought, something, you know? Yeah.
And you know what? The time I do it yet,
right? Yeah. So this is when we first begin to when we start trying to be aware of thoughts, Yara says, we always have one of two scenarios. We are aware of thought and it stops. It's gross, so it stops. Or we are aware of thought and then we get lost in thought. Awareness disappears. So it's one or the other. But he says that's because, first, the mind doesn't know the awareness very clearly. The awareness is not very established. The other thing is, we cannot see the thought as an object. Because the concept part of it is so strong, we don't see the that it's something that's being seen, right? So that just takes time. With continuous practice, continued practice, and some momentum, then you start to see what's happening, the thoughts that arise as objects. That's when he says you can be aware and the mind will be thinking and you're not lost in thought, but you're knowing the mind is thinking as it can carries on. But that happens, you know. And then it doesn't always stay like that, you know. So you always have to know which is the right thing to do, depending on how the mind is. And we also have to remember that gross or conscious thoughts, they kind of come and go. They come and then they stop and they're not always thinking. But... in the subconscious of our minds, there is a stream of continuous thinking about everything that's happening because perception is continuously at work. That never stops. And when we see it, and when we see those minds, Yara says, we don't need to be surprised, nor do we need to feel that they need to stop. It's just because awareness is better that it can see that.
The beginning of this retreat seems to be labeled harder than earlier ones. There's a lot of defilements like anxious and a little bit depressed also, because there my close relationship ended up 2 weeks ago, and mind seems to tell a lot of tell a story about that in order to understand why this is happening. But I can see it's quite unnecessary, because it seems to tell the same story, which actually doesn't help at all. It's but yesterday there was also a quite long period. The mind was calm, and this thing doesn't matter at all. But I can see it at in the morning. It comes up very easily, and it requires quite a lot of effort to get the mind interested in something else, and get calm and get some kind of samadhi. And well, maybe I just like to ask what could be a beneficial, how to practice with this kind of mind and this kind of thing.
Tu yini le dia me na pa lao shi bi gu kwe wa bi a ro di ta khaw sa khan wen no tu sa ra khe na na ho khe de so ra ho di a twei di di chang khana khana twei ni le
gu kaw na ba lo
sia da says this is a better way to start the retreat.
Hello Johnny. Hello Johnny. Object already.
He says there's lots of work to do, so it's an easy way to start. Otherwise some yogis are like, oh, you know, there's no defilement, you know, there's nothing to observe, what do I do? And now we're like, let's watch. It's difficult if you're trying to calm the mind. Yes. If you're difficult if you think you need to get samadhi. But Manamana so in Sare, number to Twitter, the Johnson line, the Chang Yabba came
at the
time. And I think you think a job machine is not an alley, maybe. Tell me to a talu Roma,
yeah, with that.
I know I'm a little.
All the you would be objective.
Kanzamu Jibo, Kanzamu
Jibo.
Yeah, and Sarah says, you know, you these thoughts are coming, and there's feelings that, you know, that are related to this these thoughts. The mind is not really interested in other objects. It's just related in this emotion.
Focus
on it. So focus more on the emotion. Focus on the feelings in the body, right? And then acknowledge the thoughts, but not continuously. So look at the feelings and then acknowledge the thought. Okay, mind is thinking.
Feeling.
Yeah. So he says when what you look straight at is the feelings. When you acknowledge the thought, you acknowledge from the side of your eye. Like, okay, you're still there. I'm here.
Because
if you look straight at the thought, you will see the story right away. But if you keep watching the emotion or the sensations in the body, Sierra says, then when you're acknowledging the thought from the side, he says you can see it as an object. The mind is thinking, but your attention is, your sati and samadhi is being built by being aware of the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. I actually got already a lot of information from other people's questions concerning what I'm interested about. Yesterday I ended up practicing something between open awareness practice, noting, and random anchors at times.
Okay.
And it ended up feeling a little like something I heard other people describe before. Not like chaotic would be too strong of a word, but something to that direction.
Okay. Yeah. A bit confused.
Yeah, at times, yeah. At other times I felt like just kind of being open to what was unfolding and being interested, yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the time actually that, but at times also confusion.
Okay.
About what I'm doing.
Yeah. Tu mania low in it, tu a tomio, tu el low need the loop, pin it, the whole open net the cuddly point, but the bojozare, and I say with the cuddly labeled up from Matale, looked at the cuddly whole pin nine to cuckoo, you brought mamma, so let them a pin nine up the cuddly de hat on the cuddly who are don't young young with the way. Damn it, below pillars or the cuddly assembly at the cuddly, then I show near the loop, pit, sick up.
Yeah, so this is
you can kind of select a strategy for yourself, like give the mind a sort of direction. So you can decide that you will use A for an anchor, for example. Okay, you decide, okay, for today I will use A for an anchor. And he says labeling he wouldn't encourage, but if the mind naturally names it, you know, like comments on it, that's no problem. You just recognize the mind as commenting or naming. And then you use the anchor until you feel like the mind is more centered. When the mind feels more centered or rooted, he says then you can try to open the mind. Check what else is the mind aware of. Even while you're looking at one object, right, and using the anchor, you will still notice that other objects come in. You acknowledge them and come back to the anchor, right? That's the practice until you feel more centered. And then you can see whether if you let go of the anchor, whether the mind starts to feel confused or stays quite centered and aware. And then whenever it feels like it's losing centeredness, bring it back to the anchor and start the exercise again. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, we don't know. Sorry,
the young couple. Little one. Yeah. Have you ever met Didi?
There's a couple of things floating around here. To start with, I think I'd like to hear Sayadaw talk about how to be with the spoken word and interacting. Because was it Saturday, we were talking, and I saw so many defilements and chaos and things I said and wish I hadn't said, and my mouth is sort of full of. I just blame the mouth, nothing else.
What do they call it? The thing machine that feeds gun. Into the machine gun, the all the bullets? What
the ammunition.
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 Yeah, I don't know what they call it. Like a belt. All of it, huh?
Like a belt.
Yes, but it's like in a belt, right? Yeah. So it kind of feeds in as you. And he says, so the mouth is just the gun.
Yeah,
the gun. Ammunition is the mouth. In the mouth.
The ammunition, okay. And the mouth is just
the gun. You know, Sam,
He says, or when you want to be mindful of speaking, he says you have to start from somewhere. Like you have to decide on something that you want to pay attention to while you're speaking. So for example, it might be the tone of your voice. Like you want to always be conscious of how the tone of your voice is changing. He says, for example, if you find that you tend to say things impulsively, maybe you want to be conscious of how eager you are to speak. Because the stronger the eagerness, the more quickly we'll speak. Mm-hmm. And impulsiveness.
The energy behind this. It's like the energy behind.
Yes, the energy behind. You can now practice every time you come to interview. From now on, whenever you speak during the interview, you practice being aware.
So either the tone or the...
the desire to speak.
The desire, the energy behind the desire.
That's good. You hear your own voice, right?
Yeah, when I can't think of... Yeah, I haven't been listening to my voice.
Yes,
but now I can hear it. Yeah. I can hear it now, yes. Oh, yes. It's different, isn't it? I can see the difference.
That's right, yes. To be conscious of
it. I'm out here, you know, like, what are you thinking? What are you...
Yes. So you're more in touch with yourself rather than just... Yeah.
It gives you an object to focus on.
Something you're centered on.
Which is here.
Right? Yes. And he says, before you speak, take a deep breath.
Oh, good idea. 10 deep breaths.
A little bit.
He says, taking a deep breath is like putting on the brakes. Yeah. He says, relax as well. Otherwise, the mind can kind of like jump the gun.
Mm. Okay, thank you. That's very... I think I'll practice that,
yeah.
I've gotten another question, but maybe I'll let...
No, finish.
This one's a bit more complicated because it's about when I go home.
Okay.
So it's not about... for the future.
Yes.
Projection. It's been what I've been struggling with. And so I'm just trying to see if... I don't know if I can communicate it very well.
Mm-hmm. Just be aware of your energy.
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah.
As you speak.
There's some anxiety about talking about it, so I can feel that. Because in my mind it feels complicated, so the anxiety to express it, so there's anxiety in that. It's something that I think it's because it's something I want to do and I want to do it well.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of expectations. So I do visual art.
Yes.
So I'm quite attached. I have been attached as an identity. Yes. I think. Oh, I am still attached. And that's... So I'm not finding it natural flow. There's not an easy natural flow, and I think it's
to your art,
to my art a bit.
Okay.
I mean, it's getting better, but it's because I have a memory,
mm-hmm.
I think, of when it was good.
Right.
So I was comparing it to the man in one of the yogis in our group talking about having had a great time 7 years ago in meditation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I identified that was my maybe one where I had got stuck, because mm-hmm. I have this idea I was once really flowing and, you know, and now I'm not, right. And I have lost something.
Right.
So I think, is that enough information? Do you understand what the sort of the issue?
Yes, I understand what it's about.
Yeah, so it seems to be either it's hard for me to let it go as an activity, because it seems...
Why would you need to?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's something I... And then I've also noticed it's also to do with everybody, not everyone else, but there's a lot of people around who express something about, oh, yeah, you've... how do I put this? I'll take a pause.
Not encouraging. Are they not encouraging?
Oh, yeah, they're encouraging, but I'll just take a pause, see if I can do this speaking mindfully.
Yeah.
I think what's happening is I've gone back to a place where I used to do it and live and function in a certain way with this art practice.
Yeah.
So I used to show and I used to sell, and people do this where I live in a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
So I now have gone back with a gap, and I'm trying to fit into that model
mm-hmm.
again. So I have lots of expectations.
Yeah. Of yourself.
Of myself. Oh, I should be doing what they're doing. And they're encouraging. You know, I've got all these nice people around me.
Yes.
And so it's a bit like, this is kind of like, I've got to be doing it. I've got to be meeting that deadline, or I've got to sell again, or I've got to be successful again. Does that all make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of, I realise, when I, actually I talked to Alexis, I'm allowed to say Alexis,
yes.
he said something about looking at expectations,
mm-hmm.
and they're very high, so high. So I don't know what you do about those, shoot them down. Yeah, so I think the question is, you know, I don't want to just discard the object to move away from.
You don't just want.
I don't want to not do the artwork.
Yes, okay.
Because it can be help yes. towards
so
joy.
So that's clear. Okay.
Yeah, and it's something I enjoy. Have done.
Yes.
This is the thing, and I do still. But I think the question is how to work with all those
expectations,
and also, with all these people around me, that's really difficult. It's almost like I feel I need to go and do it somewhere else.
You feel obliged to meet their expectations.
Yeah, it's very hard for me not to hear what other people are doing and seeing what they're doing on Instagram, mm. example, yeah.
yeah.
So people can relate to this. And so it's that social group pressure.
Right.
I think I identified that might also be one of the issues going on. So a little bit of me just wants to live somewhere else and try and start afresh,
right.
and do it more from a place of meditation,
right.
ideally.
Yes.
So I think I've said enough, maybe.
Yeah. Mm. Good. Tu abaji siyama. Ye noa sweng tu abaji sweto re. Tu the chain no are to dinia to kuma to negate to the time to look to a time wine a time wine to put through pongs and but rock on the Baji series or through young and abroad through Baji Rio Piare DD alone at the road loaner. But actually, once we took Bajia floppy there to swear to my idea, she swear it. Tapi macam aku nenek tu area ni piangwa bro aku piang lara cima, aje ni dia nenek piangwa bi, tapi hulung mian ni dah hari ni lalu ni rumah tu lo pergi le piara yang ni, ten piara, tapi aku awak hari ni pelah bi, aku internet pemalah ten hari baru pelah bi, tu lo tu apa ni le, di lolo pala hulolo pala idea ni macam apa ni le. Tapi tu mah pressure pihen ni, tu awak turut pure time, tu awak lain lama turut cina melu tu sedihnya, tu sedihnya jurabono, ho anak bro tu turut pure time tu pihen mah pengsan pihen ni, elah tu awak ho tu koraya tu di bajia, aje nualu, tapi flow mah pihen tu, ramai dah le tu mian jadi mianu lama tu, elah belum pihen lah le sro. Di Taiwan ni betul pun ya melulu, so itu lucu ni pengsan tu, tadi lain tab lah tu apa tu berji swajen dulu, swelu ya aw, ne lu ya aw.
Mahupun just lulu ya
aw. Ayam apa di luar ni lah.
Di luar ni, aku sejuk aku siang tak.
Siang tak lah.
Aku
cakap lu tak mesti.
Mesti lah ni, ni aku bawa mesti lah, aku lucu lah lu.
Ya.
Aku sejuk tak mah, siang ni mah tu apa dah di lupa ni ada, sejuk siang mah.
Siang mah terus, siang mah pihak.
Sejuk ni tu apa terus, aku lupa tu.
Sarah says you don't have to run anywhere else. You just.
Just na mahu ni, tuh. Tahu kan? Kau lupa, belupi na, belupi na. Dah, just na mahu.
Tuh, apa pira? Tuh malu ni, tuh bawa pi mahu tuh aja.
Tuh apa soal ni? Kena. Kena lah. Tuh tuh, kau na malu ni. Lepas macai mah,
soal
ni lah. Soal ni lah,
betul. Soal ni sebenarnya. So, Sarah thinks that says that possibly that the anxiety is simply complicating the issues that are present. So he says, if you just stay there and just choose to do it your way, okay? And in order to choose to do it your way, one of the parts of it is meditation. So that will help, Seattle says, to clear your mind. He says, When things get complicated, it's because we start thinking about how others will feel and how other, you know, you're sort of projecting what you believe that the others expect of you, but you don't really know. Mm-hmm. But you're already anxious about it because you think you need to expect a need that you've projected. So Ciara says, you can make it really simple and just about yourself. Okay, so you don't think about other people, just do your art, do your meditation. And if people find it odd in the beginning, it will settle after a while. The dust always settles and people will adjust to your new rhythm. But you need to be brave and you need to work hard. Yeah, and...
At the meditation.
And he says it's only when the mind is clear that art flows, right? When the mind is simple and the mind is... Yeah, then things just come from there. So
the idea of going somewhere and being solitary and...
You'll have other things to work with then. Yeah. Your insecurities, your sense loneliness. Of self and all that. Yeah, all sorts of things. Yeah, you always have something.
Yeah, so I think I've got the message clear, which is just use the meditation to look at the feelings as I'm working this, trying to work in a new way, if you like.
Yes, in your own way.
Which is my own flow way.
Yes.
And then if there's any anxieties about meeting other people's expectations,
just recognize.
Use it as an object to
observe. Yeah, but just recognize them, but don't feed those thoughts.
Yeah.
No need to believe the
just
thoughts.
Just go, oh, I know that thought.
Yeah, okay. Watch the feeling.
Yeah, watch it. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Hi, just listening to my own voice. How does it sound like? I woke up with this sharp headache and this little bit, I don't know what kind of aversive energy, but that doesn't matter that much. Yeah. It's going away. Yeah. But my practice I've been doing is just being these selves that rise.
What?
Selves. When there's a thinking, there's some kind of self-created.
Oh, right.
So, when there's a stronger self, I try to, what kind of creator this is? What kind of self there is and what kind of other there is? And trying to feel them and learn to know what my favorites are and go to places, because there's certain patterns I create this when I'm feeling insecurity. Yeah. And this kind of work, mapping and feeling and learning to notice. I'm not sure about the side I was talking about these minds. I have come up with this self word with myself, but if he's talking about this kind of stuff, or
what do you mean? Is he talking about this kind of stuff?
This kind of identities rising.
The what rising?
Identities, different identities, stories.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you give some examples? So one example is like an insecurity sense of self.
Yeah, I like to call this knowing thing. Mm-hmm. I'm the one who knows. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll go to this teacher voice and it's easier to meet the insecurity. Or there's some kind of taking stance to others. Inferior, better, this kind of thing.
Taking what to
taking
others?
Taking a stand.
Stand.
In comparison to others, better or worse.
Right. You notice all this?
In my better moments, yeah.
Okay. So, do you mean that Nora, that you gang kai den, and that seka doda se ne Nola re, and that the chalu pama seka doda se. Tu tiamat ekama re, tu a mien pa mien le so seka ngayu panti ni ra lu tu pyor na ngayu panti ni ra na bro. The chalu panti da nga shi ma so yin the chalu phit ba bi bona kwe ni bi na bro
chi tu chi
ba eh nga shi tu chi ma pi lo di sait ka ho tu ko tu ma long insecurity shi ma eh ara so yin tu the chalu wo away pha ma nga tu lo the ko kaung ne lo mien aung chi mien aung tu chou sa ma ဲ့လိုမျိုးတွေလုပ်တယ်အရှင်ဖျက်ပြောတာအဲ့ဒါကိုပြောတာလားတဲ
့ပါဘူ
းအရှင်အဲ့ဒါတပြီတော့နည်းနည်းကြောင်ရတူအရှင်ဖျက်တင်တဲ့ထက်မှာအဲ့ဒါတွေပါလားဆိုတော့တပြီတော့
ဘာတပြည့်ဖြစ်ကြံဖြစ်လုံးတင်တာတိဖို့မတင်ဘူ
း Yeah Sarah says
ဒီဖြစ်တဲ့မြတ်စိတ်တွေတိရတယ
် Yeah these are all these things that you notice they are things that the mind does right Seattle's only teaching is to recognize whatever comes up in the mind
yeah.
so if you recognize know that you're recognizing his teaching is to recognize what is happening as it is right and to appreciate that awareness appreciate that recognizing
appreciate awareness.
Yeah so the focus becomes not what you see but that you are aware
yeah
yes appreciate that awareness
Yeah, there wasn't that request then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Sarah
always says, you know, whatever is happening, it's already nature. It's happening because that's its nature. We don't have to complain about it or, you know, fix it. But we can appreciate that we are recognizing it now.
See
we
the know. Process.
Yeah.
Try to see. That's all. Yeah,
you're seeing. We're knowing.
Okay.
Yes. And when we see these processes, these minds, the way they work over and over again, the mind starts to understand and it begins to see the difference between what is skillful and unskillful and it starts to make its own choices. All we have to do is know what's happening.
Yeah. It definitely is to notice mind states or something, to be with awareness because there's a discontraction with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
ဒီစိတ်တည်နေနဲ့စိတ်ကတင်းနေပေါ့တင်းစီနေ
ကိစ္စမရှိတင်းတာတော့ပြန်ကြည့်ဒါတော့တဘာဝပဲဘာလို့လဲအကုသိုလ်စိတ်တင်းနေဒါတဘာဝပဲ
Yeah so you start to recognize that when the mind is unwholesome there's contraction
yeah
so you just recognize these relationships so that the mind starts to understand
အဲ့ခုနကအတွေးဥတည်တဲ့ feeling ဥတည်ပေါ့နော်ဒီလိုတွေးရဒီလိုဖြစ်စေကကုသိုလ်တွေးရင်ကုသိုလ် feeling လာအကုသိုလ်တွေးအကုသိုလ် feeling
We begin to see how unwholesome mental qualities bring up unwholesome feeling like the effects of the unwholesome qualities is a certain type of feeling and when there are wholesome qualities in the mind the effects of the wholesome qualities on the body is different the sensations and the feelings are different so we can start to recognize how so but our job is only to recognize like when the mind feels comfortable or the mind is comfortable now when the mind gets tense or this is making the mind tense and we just recognize those relationships
hi I think I have a lot of judging mind I'm judging myself all the time judging thoughts which are coming and I found a difficulty in a lot of things in my life when I was in the Shaumin and I met the Tichen Nyam 2017 I just asked him about difficulty because I was changing my life that time and
How long did you stay that time?
Sorry?
How long did you stay that time?
Only 10 days.
10 days?
I couldn't stay longer. It was before you went on the retreat that time, so I was almost by myself there.
Oh.
And...
I should have a kind of good trip there.
Then they do it.
Yeah, probably only saw you twice, he said, right?
No, I was in a couple of interviews, like almost six times.
Okay.
Every day.
Chao Carlo, do you be
there? Tony Lao Shiba,
no? Mm,
Timothy. Yeah, and I was talking about this difficulty, and I get like this mantra, like a little bit difficult and what run away. And I took this with me when I go back home, and it changed my life a lot.
Mm.
So I finished this project, which I was thinking that it's difficult. So really, thank you.
Yeah, what was the mantra?
I want to run away.
It's like, what, difficult, difficult, and run away. Like,
so difficult and run away. I should be able to do it. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying.
That's why I'm telling this because I'm almost finished this project right now. So it's funny because I'm here, yes. And I see again that it's very difficult at everything what happened, yes. During the last 3 years was really difficult for me. So I was like fighting, and I could see the difficulty as the object.
Yes.
And to meditate on this, yes. And like my mind is finding this, that this is difficult for me, yes. But I see like and I could see like dosa, a lot of dosa, mocha, and this loba, which I want better and yes. Lighter, easier,
yes.
So I'm really aware about this, but I still feel like even now, like this mind is fighting about this place. Like dosa is taking some place, awareness is coming. Then I can see that. Then it's coming this like loba, or then it's coming like again this dosa. So then I start judging everything. Judging me, judging my mind is judging the thoughts and the judging that I choose wrong. So I have really difficulty with this judging mind right now. I feel like that.
Yeah. And when you were at home and facing all those difficulties, what happened to the judging mind?
I was taking this, okay, it's difficult, but I have to continue. And I try to relax. So I was like, taking this as a meditation object, and to be aware of this, what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And
don't look me that way.
So you could do it there.
The difficulty is to assess.
Yes, Sierra says, you know, it's difficult if you try to stop the mind doing what it's doing. So like right now, the mind is judging and you think you want to stop the mind from judging. That is difficult.
Yeah.
Aware, not difficult.
But knowing what is happening is not difficult. The practice is only to know what is happening. You know the mind is judging. That's all. Recognize the knowing. Forget about the judging. Just
judging. Do the power. She time. You do nature time to judge it. Go out like this, like this. Now deep I'm yellowing. I'm lose or the power. Like do do your.
Judging is one of the natures of the mind. Maybe unwholesome, but you know the mind doesn't the rest of the mind doesn't have the wisdom to recognize that yet, right? So we keep watching the judging mind. We keep recognizing it. Okay, the mind is judging. This is the effect. The mind is judging. It's so painful. The mind is judging. This happens. We keep recognizing it until the mind is like, oh, judging. It's so painful. I don't need to do this, and then it will stop. But we need to be patient with that process. It doesn't happen so quickly, right? It has to learn.
Okay.
Learn lower, man. Lama to be understanding lama to a yama.
Yeah, and we can only learn. If we can only learn about it and its nature if we recognize it and watch it and observe it so that we can learn about its nature, right? So we have to kind of accept so that we can watch it.
We can't
make the mind do what we want. Because it has its own pattern. It has its own pattern and it's governed by the law of cause and effect. So it's very conditioned already. There are already conditions that we've set, you know, that we've kind of conditions we set up in the past, and these are just the results.
Mm.
You can't change the results. You can change the present moment, what you do with it, which is you can be aware.
Okay. Thank you.
So the solution is not easy. Just keep knowing it.
Yeah,
yeah, we, we have to practice, he says, because being mindful continuously, it strengthens that mind. And then that will have the power to... And he says, judging, Seattle says, is a result of the unwholesome minds, right? The judging is done by the unwholesome minds.
Result of the unwholesome minds, right?
The nature of the unwholesome minds, right? The nature of the unwholesome minds is to judge. So when there's more of them, there's more reactions, there's more judging. It's just normal cause and effect.
Okay.
Hi. And hello, Sayada.
Mm.
It's very strange. I'm experiencing a lot of anxiety right now.
Mm.
I've been watching it for the first time. I don't know if anybody else had that, but it was about the recording, and I'm used to being in front of audiences, but right now it's really strange.
Mm.
I've never had that like that. So I have two questions, I think, because of the second question I had, that recording anxiety, but I thought, why not?
Yeah.
So first one, it's the first retreat I come to and I have no expectation, so the mind has been very cooperative in observing.
Yeah.
That's the good part of it.
Yes.
So when I read, I can almost hear a voice narrating the text and things like that.
Yeah.
Thing I'm working with, and maybe Sayadaw can give a hint or a strategy, is, you know, let's say I'm here. I'm sitting here, and then this sudden little aversion comes that I should be in another place. I don't want to be here. A little restlessness. So I'm trying to understand, and I'm trying to see, just to keep the mind interested, the little intentions
mm-hmm.
that make me move.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not very easy to see yet. So I was just wondering if there's a good way to nudge the mind when one wants to investigate intention, to understand how it operates. And I'm just, you know, just thought I'd pop it up. I know. And I thought I'd pop that up because I see that you know, after the decision has been made, I'm already moving away. And okay, there's no point of going back, so I'm letting myself walk. But it's really interesting to kind of learn to see the impulse at its root, you know. So I thought I'd ask the question.
Mm-hmm. To batamata kuwa tu di sakhan lara de ga expectation ma pa ba ne lara sikka tadi thabo yang ho belo kom na cooperate ka in ba ma lo belo pyo la ga
work together with
You know, he always says, don't target what you want to know. Just make the mindfulness grow. That rhymed. So Seattle says the thing is, he says it's hard enough to recognize when the mind starts, because it's always flowing. You don't know when the start of what is. He says, but to target, it just becomes like a very difficult and convoluted exercise. Mm-hmm. You don't know whether you're creating it for yourself, mm-hmm. whether you've actually seen it, and you know, all these things come in. So don't target what you want to know. Seattle says, you are interested in intention. When you notice intention, start from mm-hmm. there. Okay, recognize it right there and carry on. So your mind becomes more attuned to the nature of intentions. Then when your mindfulness gets stronger, there's momentum, one day the mind will just recognize it and you weren't expecting it. And then you'll be like, oh, that's what it's like.
Mm.
When the mind is able, it can see. But when it's not able, you can't look for it, no matter how much you try.
So although
the theory tells us, you know, oh, before, you know, every action there's intentions, blah blah blah, but actually of course the intentions go throughout the action, right? It's not just at the beginning. And there's planning mind, you know, which you have to differentiate from the energy that pushes movement. And so Searo says the theory tells you all this, but you don't have to try to practice the theory. You just practice. Practice is practical. Know what you know.
It's like a craving almost.
Yeah.
The idea is there, and then you
And
I had a second question.
Yes.
This is about the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a meditation report that didn't happen 3 years ago, because Sayadaw had to leave the monastery,
mm-hmm.
and I had to leave 3 days later.
Mm-hmm.
But so I had a particularly difficult 3 weeks at Shuimin,
mm-hmm.
A lot of dukkha. Mm-hmm. I was stuck with the story.
Oh.
And one morning I crawled to Sayadaw and saying, I can't take it anymore. So
almost literally. Okay.
So I went back to my room.
Yes.
I was basically in the corner,
mm-hmm.
dukkhaing away. And then I was listening to some tape to kind of get some hold somewhere.
Mm.
And then, that's why I'm the report that didn't happen. And so then I asked myself, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you really doing? Like, look at yourself. Why are you here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here to meditate. Are you meditating? No. A voice said, sit up. So I sat up. And when I sat up, that moment, the mind completely separated for all the story and suffering. And I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. So I sat there for 4 hours, and there's a little greed coming in, but there's like a balancing of bicycle, and it was like... And so now I know why the monks don't sleep. So there's this mixture of delusion and greed, but also still detachment from the suffering. The whole thing is going on. So why I'm asking the question, because it's been with me for 3 years now, and I never got to ask, was that it lasted for about 24 hours. I put the tag on so people wouldn't speak to me, and it was really a good flow, but I was lacking simply vocabulary later. The mind is very analytical and is trying to analyze it, because it was a really a good encouraging experience, but it collapsed because of greed, the attachment to it, because it was very interesting and very cool.
Also, it just probably ran out of momentum.
And so that's what I figured as well. But I thought I still wanted to report it to Sayadaw back then, because it never happened.
Yes.
And I was lacking vocabulary, so I wouldn't make up stuff.
ဒီလိုကွင်းနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာစိတ်ကဒီလိုကွင်းနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာစိတ်ကသူ့ကိုမေးတယ်နေပါလုံးနေတာလေ။ဒီမှာလာပါလို့ဒီမှာလာပါလို့နော်။ဆိုတော့သူကဒီမှာအားထုတ်ဖို့လာတာတဲ့သူစိတ်ကပြောပြီးတော့အဲ့ဒါပြီးတော့တဲ့သူအခွေလေးဖွင့်ပြီးတော့လေတခုခုစစ်တခုခုရအောင်လို့ပေါ့နော်။အဲ့မှာထိုင်နေတဲ့အချိန်မှာစိတ်ကဒီလိုကွင်းနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာစိတ်ကသူ့ကိုမေးတယ်နေပါလုံးနေတာလေ။ဒီမှာလာပါလို့ hulu windu arapia we patana we zan windu lo bot na ho bulu koma dilo
like
move well right 18 ma ho kim we le people at bulu me ho akon lo ti
ti ni tu ha nu lu za phit do
na bulu ho wa phit ni na bulu yo yo ti da mot do aku a shin na ti ni dadi a shin a tu a ti ni le so ma tu 4 nai dao shao thai ni le dao shao thai ni tu ai lo ba le win win la da tu thwe de de never say ka sin sa de de oh a ra chang phong ni de ya nya chan ma hit da ba da ma tu phe a ra moha win ne ba so tu idea ne sin sa da a ni ya tu 24 nai cha de de tu tu di ba kat tha de de tu ho wa le tu o lu ni saka ma pyo aw lo di a shin le o tu now fine na tu lo ba chang di a shin yo wa de de da ma di pyo ma da re ya le tu a shin na tu le yo da shi da ba a ra le phit nai ne de damn ai chin no a shin phya thwat taw bi so tu a shin phya ma shao nai like
ku a ku ma shao lai
eh na bro ba chang phit le lo le tu ma tei cha ma ti lai
sik ka ai ma lo
tong ba ma lo lout tha lo ba
lout tha da le ba ku a sik ku piao lai a thau min lo tu ai a tia a thau min lo sin sa lai le chin ma bo nga ba a lout lout da man wa
no wa damn ho a shin shi lo le
da a shin ya le shi lo de lo a kong kong ne phit da bo pa ma tu a ho ba dwan chang
Sierra says that it's actually what happened at that time is a like a, an effect of a whole lot of conditions that you set down. You practice for 3 weeks. But, you know, you were struggling with the wrong attitude while the mind is also still putting in the effort to be aware. So it's a classic example of wholesome and unwholesome working together for a long time and the unwholesome winning for a long time. And like right then, Sierra says, the operating wholesome quality that shifted everything was right thought. Your mind thought, what am I doing here? What did I come here for? I came here to meditate. And the thought, you know, have I been meditating? And I think you're a little harsh to say to yourself, you have not been meditating, because I think you were trying. You're just not getting the result you wanted. So there is that effort to meditate that was happening. And then right then, in the culmination of all that effort, when the right thought came in, because there is the momentum of all that awareness, some wisdom has grown, and then the right thought helped the mind to separate the unwholesome and wholesome streams so that you can see them clearly. And then you have a 24-hour momentum that lasted because of 3 weeks of practice. You know, probably quite intense practice.
Okay,
it was something that just kept looping because I wanted to report it back then because it was so exciting back then.
Yeah.
But then it sticks with you because you never spoke about it.
Yeah.
And very few people will be able to address it, so that was the thing.
Well, exciting and
that's when I left Sayada the note afterwards that, oh, it turns out it's possible to ride the bike.
Yes, the Dharma is wonderful.
Yes, so that was very encouraging, given
yes.
that. Yes,
after seeing it. Sierra says, thank the Buddha. He says that you didn't go back in a bad mood and didn't lose your faith in the Dharma. Yes.
Sadhu.
Yes, sadhu.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.